of you know how quick you are to judge other human beings. It's virtually instantaneous, isn't it? The reason that one should not judge lest they be judged is because when you judge another human being, it is cementing inside of you the illusion that you are the past. Because you can't judge another human being without a body of experience appearing instantaneously in your mind's eye and telling you how you feel about that person. It may be unthinkable to you at this point to be able to live in a world in which when your eyes fall upon a person, you don't have the instantaneous sensation of yourself. What you call judging them is the instantaneous sensation of yourself. The more you understand that judging others is the instantaneous sensation of yourself, the more you will lose the taste. You won't want it. And then you'll begin, instead of dining on that continual supper of suffering that's produced by you looking at someone and then extracting that sense of self from it, you'll understand the real need to be present. You'll understand what it really means to have double attention so that at any point the judge in you appears, not just about a person, about yourself. That you can begin to withdraw your attention, which is the same as beginning to starve that level of self that exists to steal from you the possibility of living in a different world.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.